Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dev Knight, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I wanted to talk about, astrology. You know, astrology always been fascinating to me since I was a kid, you know. When I was in upstate New York, when I was around very religious people, as a kid, they thought I was in the occult. I just heard about it. I've always been fascinated by the planets, you know. I didn't know it was, you know. I didn't know I would be more fascinated about it as years go on. You know, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. But, you know, when I was in Hollywood, you know, as a rock and roller, I came across an astrologer, and she did my chart, and I was intrigued. And I learned about astrology through her, and voila, I became, you know, a good astrologer. And no, I do not think I am a devil worshiper or anything, because I value Christianity, I value all kinds of religions. I'm very conservative, I'm very liberal, open-minded. And no, this is to the naysayers or the religious zealots. I am not a devil worshiper. And to others, you know, to the academics, the scientists, you know, I mean, it may be to them a pseudoscience, or I will agree to the extent that it is more for like a religion, like putting a religion or a metaphysical, like Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, whatever you believe, you believe. But I find it to be fun. And I don't believe it's set in stone. I believe it just points to tendencies of what a person can or cannot do. We all have to make our choices. In other words, everything is in our hands, not a chart. But learning about astrology, I found it was very accurate. I don't know why, but just fulfilled my fascination with it. The topic of this show in relation to astrology is that I'm a Neptune. And I say that because on my chart I have a sun and, my sun, you know, it's like in astrology the most powerful planet in a horoscope, you know. Sun sign means it's just the day you're born, you know. If you're born in April 1st, you're Aries. If you're born July 2nd, you're a Cancer. I was born July 23rd, so I was born the first day of Leo. So that is the most part. It's the more direct. It means the more direct, direct influence that a person has on his or her environment. So, you know, and they have these, houses on a chart. You know, it's like the first house is like personality, and second house deals with money, finances, or what kind of things you value, and three is neighbors, that they're, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, and in astrology, they have a descendant, and ascendant is like very important. The first house, because it's almost as powerful as the sun and the moon. Sun is like represents the spirit, and the moon represents the soul. So it's all connected. So, it's kind of like, you know, whatever rising you have. So if you're born 2 degrees Leo in the first house, then you look at the sign, you know, the sign Leo is ruled by a planet, you know. They all the astrology signs are ruled by the planets, you know. So if you have Leo rising and you look at where your sun is, or if you have Capricorn, you look where your Saturn is, or if you have Scorpio rising, you look where your Pluto or Mars, you look where they are. It tells you where your destiny lies. You know, some people don't believe astrology. You know, it's just fun, you know. And I'm not trying to promote any negative influence on you. I mean, it's just something that's been around thousands of years. And the reason why this show, the topic of this show is like I'm a Neptune is because my sun has a trine, or let's say a good aspect, let's say. When I say trine, a good aspect to Neptune. And I find that the planet Neptune is one of the outer planets, you know, astrology. You know, it's like they have the first, the sun to Saturn, earthly, and Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are the deals with generational. So they deal with lots of people and lots of times. If in case you didn't mention, you notice, I did an astrology analysis of Donald Trump's chart. And let me give you, he lives up to what it say. You know, he has a sun in a 10th house. 10th house rules. When I say 10th house, I'm talking about astrology chart. Just look up astrology charts. You know what, on the internet, and so you know more about it. 10th house rules in the limelight. The person is going to deal with lots of people, the public, or head of a business. As I mentioned in that show, many heads of state have a son in the 10th house. You know, son is the spirit. That's where they belong. They're a leader. Or, you know, maybe Saturn and Pluto, which deals with very long-term karmic issues related to being in public and loss of power over a long period of time that they acquire over a long period of time, or later in life, they become head of state or something. Queen Elizabeth the second has Saturn in Scorpio in the 10th house, so it indicates that she was, you know, head of state as she is Queen of England. And Scorpio, she is trining with Leo, Aquarius, indicates that, you know, she's in fixed signs, would show that the power or the status that she has, she will have it for a very long time, and she has 63 years as, you know, the Queen of England. But off that topic, you know, Donald Trump's chart was very interesting. He had Uranus conjunct. When I say conjunct, I mean it's right next to the planets, you know, sun. So Uranus, if you know about astrology, it deals with rebellion, unconventional behavior. It also deals with chaos and overthrow of, you know, rebel against everything and overthrow of traditional values. So he's definitely living up to that motto. It's causing havoc and chaos, but he got a trine, which is a good aspect to Jupiter and some other planets, which shows that it won't hurt him, but he needs to be careful with it. It also indicates a genius at what he's doing and dealing with the public. And yeah, he can be a leader. He just needs to be careful, because people with Uranus, your Uranus type personality or a Uranian type person usually are unconventional, and do things that are unacceptable to a lot of people, because they're kind of weird or way out there, and they can overthrow the establishment. When they say, they call him the chaos candidate, that's what Uranus is. But he has sun and the 10th house, which indicates his destiny was to belong at the head of a company, out in the public, a star, a celebrity, politician, all that. is intertwined in the 10th house, you know, dealing with lots of people and stuff like that. It also indicates he has a Leo rising. So when I say Leo rising, is a leadership. So someone who's put in a position of leadership. So this lifetime, I guess he's a leader in some way. He owns the businesses. He could possibly be the president of the United States. Definitely, that's why. But it's trying, so it's not going to be so chaotic that he falls over. I guess he knows how to keep on. So that's his destiny. We'll see what happens. But with Uranus-type people, they have to learn to organize and be careful with this energy. Because if they're not careful with it, they could, the chaos could just, you know, they could, it could consume them. So you need to be careful. Because the head of state position, like a president, has to be more organized and self-disciplined. And it's restrictive and can affect a lot of people. And it requires, to some degree, a stabilization. And I don't know if Donald Trump need to learn how to take that energy, that uniqueness, that quirky personality has, and become more self-disciplined. Well, anyway, now what I'm supposed to be talking about, I am Neptunian. The reason why I said is that Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto are long-term planets, 7 years, 14 years, 13 years, whatever, 14, 15 years, whatever, and they deals with long-term things. And the energies that they have can affect for a very long time. So when they go into each of the planets always change signs. So it affects a whole generation. Usually they don't affect an individual directly, but if they do, it could be profound how the energy can affect the person. Usually Neptune or Uranus or Pluto, if it's conjunct or square, when I say square, not necessarily a negative aspect, but a hard aspect to like the sun or the moon or the ascendant, that's when it can really affect the person. So again, Donald Trump, Uranus next to the sun, you know, that person, type of person can really overthrow establishment, can be a genius, can be very, very charismatic, and could permanently change whatever he's doing. And Uranus, I will say, was discovered in 1781 and during the French and American Revolution. So that's definitely what Uranus deals with. Just overthrow the old order and bring about the new. So that's the situation. Well, anyway, I have a Neptune trine or good aspect to my sun directly. Now, Neptune is a little bit different than Uranus. It can be odd, yeah. And I say I'm a Neptunian because of that sun. It's 0 degrees. It's the 0 degrees. If you have 0 degrees on your chart, it's extreme, you know. Neptune deals with spirituality, kind of like things that are beyond the planet. You know, it's like not of this world, you know, spirituality, higher power stuff. Or it could deal with, you know, how it is connected to the world is through, you know, art, music, dance. So musicians, art. So someone strong with Neptune would be a musician or be into the arts. Or Neptune rules religions, you know, like Christianity, you know, all that stuff. Or someone who's very involved in religion or beliefs, you know, anything connected to a higher power, that's Neptune. Anything that, you know, that is that doesn't deal with earthly, things, but Neptune also can deal with facades and illusions. So you have to be careful with the energy of Neptune. And like me, if you have Neptune on your chart, like I do, you have to use the energy. You have to be very careful because it's very sensitive. So any of those, like religion or arts, is definitely could be very useful. It's kind of like an energy, while it deals with things that are not part of reality, like you look at mirages and you look at things like that. It deals with, it deals with religions connected to God and stuff. It also deals with trying to learn the truth about something and could be disguised. So you have to be very careful with Neptune because a lot of things could be disguised. If you have, like me, I have Neptune in my 11th house. I have to be careful with my friends because it rules friends. So if you have that in the 11th house, you have to be very careful because you help friends who are really, some friends can be really good to you. They can be very generous, and that's how the energy of Neptune come about, really truthfully unselfish friends. But then you can have the friends that are not as trustworthy, but you don't see, you may not see it right away, and that's how Neptune is, put up a bunch of smoke. But Neptune also rules that eventually, while there's a lot of smoke around something, the smoke will clear. You will find out the truth about who your friends are, what's going on around you. And it could be painful if you're in denial. That's why Neptune also rules alcohol and drugs. So a drug addict, someone struggling with drugs and alcohol, can have a Neptune square, it does rule Pisces and deals with alcohol and drugs. So that's the situation with Neptune. It deals with mirages. It deals with illusions, delusions. Yes, it can deal with sickness. So hospitals, mental hospitals. It can deal with things that are confinement, since it's not dealing with direct earthly things. It can deal with confinement like jails, hospitals. It all can deal with sick people. And if the energy is used strong, in a good way, because we all have a choice. Everyone has Neptune on their chart, and how it's transit, and how it's connected to your sun or moon or whatever it is, can play a role. But I look at it like this, it's just everyday life. We find out things and we deal with things, and and we have to know what the truth is about what we're doing, whether our dream's gonna come true, or I'm with the right friend, I'm with the right lover, et cetera, that kind of thing. And the planets just represents an aspect of human existence. Well, Neptune deals with the kind of situation where you really think that you know who your friends are. He is my best pal, and then you find out, oh my God, he stole all my money. He's not who I think he is. That's Neptune. That's how Neptune. Or Neptune could be, someone who's really helpful, and we really want to care for another person, care for the sick, the handicapped, the disabled, which is ruled by Neptune, care for people who are struggling. But if you have a Neptune, like I do in the 11th house, some of my friends are handicapped, or drug addicts. I have to be careful because I have people who are drug addicts. Rock and rollers, musicians. Yes, musicians. Musicians. I'm a musician. These musicians that got strung out on drugs, and they were not trustworthy, so I had to cut the ties. Drinking alcohol. So I have to be very careful. So I had that experience. Yes, I did. Yeah. But really good friends who are really unselfish, who are always going to be there for me. Yes, I had that experience too. You just have to be careful. The way for me to deal with Neptune is to be honest. I'm honest with myself, honestly, I'll be okay, because the honest, just, there'll be no tricks, you know. But still, you know, sometimes with Neptune, with the energy, you don't know. Yeah, there have been a lot of rock stars who have Neptune in their 10th house, you know. But yes, I've seen that. Christian Aguilera has that, yes. A lot of them. Or Pisces, which is ruled by Neptune, because it's like the energy, you know, like Bruce Springsteen. Yes, there's a lot of musicians, artists, influenced strongly by Neptune. But also, you know, a lot of musicians on drugs, alcohol, it's like go hand in hand. It's like almost like God. So be careful who your friends are. Be careful or what's around you. Or it also can rule criminals, deceptive criminals. But it can also rule religious leaders. It can rule really, you know, those kind of things. So that is how it is. So I have that. But with a trine, it's very good. So, yeah. But Neptune people who are can be on a very high level of spirituality or a very low level. They could be the best people to hang around with or the most treacherous. It depends on choices we make. I would give an example like Rasputin, you know, during the Russian Revolution, you know, where it brought down the Tsar and the Tsarina, was strongly influenced by Neptune. You know, like he had predicted, you know, to tell them what to do with their child, you know. The child had, they had to keep it secret, and he told them what to do, and lucky enough, it happened. But the energy of Neptune is very sensitive. And if people listen to this, they're like, what am I talking about? You know, what drug are you on? Or it's just astrology. Astrology's been around thousands of years, okay? I'm aware of reality, and that's something Neptune deals with, or things that are not aware of reality. So, best way of Neptune energy is artistic. I am an artist, yes. I love to sing. I love to write. I love to make movies, you know, videos. I make videos. I design my own album. Yeah, that's a balance. Yeah. I got to do that for the rest of my life. I'm a creative person. Neptune rules the arts. Someone strong in Neptune could be the greatest poet or greatest musician on this planet. But also, if it's, you know, can also be a rock star and a drug addict. So be careful. That's why, you know. So, you know, Neptune's also, it just deals with disguise. It can fool. It deals with fooling people sometimes, or you think you know something about whatever, and you realize later, that's not what I thought. Oh, okay. It could be good or bad, the perception or what you have of somebody, and you turn out maybe true or not. So we have to be very careful, don't we? Like Saturn deals with reality. Saturn deals with Earth. You know, it's like we came here with a karma to fulfill, and we must fulfill it no matter what. You know, we got to suffer, or we came here to work on something on ourselves, you know, whether it's love or whether it's family or something. That's that. It's reality. This is it. There's no bullshitting around. This is what you got to deal with it, and no matter what. Neptune is the opposite. It deals with things that are fantasy. It deals with dreams. All that. It deals with, like, beyond, you know, dream and escape. But sometimes those dreams can come true. But if you're careful, you know, we want people's dreams to come true. Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, people's dreams turn to tragedy because, you know, they didn't come true. Something happened. You know, Neptune, you know, if you look at, like, you hear about people that just was there, you know, those on, like on those news channels, they were there with their families, and all of a sudden they disappear. Neptune can cause something to disappear. That's a very Neptune kind of aspect. They just disappear. You don't know what happened to them. Murder, homicide, or whatever. I don't know. That's how Neptune works. It just deals with magic. It deals with all those things. So the way to deal with Neptune is just to take it, you know, be honest with yourself and just work through it. And, be, you know, if you're not sure about something, give it some time. Whatever aspect, especially if it aspects to your moon, ascendant, or sun, because it's going to be directly involved. Pluto, if you have aspects Pluto to sun, ooh. Woo. Now that is deep. We don't want to go to Pluto. Pluto just deals with extreme power. You know, extreme power. These things could be really good. You know, really, everybody goes through this, you know. Because Neptune, you know, all the arts in the world, all the movies, the motion pictures, that's very Neptunian. You know, acting, you know. You know, just to be honest, believe in a God and you'll be fine. But, you know, Pluto is extreme power. It's not an energy that can, you know, when I say about Pluto, it's a different planet. It deals with death. It destroys things, but it regenerates. You get something back. It's really for the best. Everything's for the best, you know. We're going to find out what the truth is about everything sooner or later, you know. We also have to enjoy ourselves and create and make pictures and all that. That's how it is. But Pluto deals with extremely powerful people. Very rich billionaires are Plutonian. That's why I was talking to somebody about, I was looking at astrology, I was like, God, you know, Pluto is in Capricorn, and it kind of be a permanent change to the government, which is ruled by Capricorn. You know, Capricorn signs rule things, you know, governments, how we've seen a chief executive, or like a president, which is Capricornian or Leo, rules that. But it definitely, we're seeing that now. So, you know, Donald Trump is definitely a plutocrat. So, that's how it is. It's fun. Now, I know some people are like wondering, what the hell is I'm talking about? Listen. I know some of these academics think I'm pseudoscience. It's just, it's been around for years, you know. It's fun. But Neptune, I find that I had to really be spiritual. I'm very artistic. I find I'm drawn to the mystical. You know, that's what Neptune rules. Deals with things that are beyond, and again, I've seen a lot of people, you know, the Neptune influence is amazing. Great singers, great musicians. But also, since Neptune is a generation planet, it deals with helping people. It can play a role in politics because, you know, as I say, because when you think about, like, they have to help people. Some presidents have Neptune in the 10th house. So they have this idealism to help the poor, the misfortune. I think Bernie Sanders had that. He wanted to help the poor and misfortune. Barack Obama had that. Yep. My thing is whatever you find as helpful and a higher power, go for it. I ain't going to judge. And if you have Neptune, learn about your artistic side, spiritual side, and you'll be fine. Take it easy. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Whatever, if your sun or moon is a, it'll get astrology chart. If you want to contact me about it, Dove Dove_WHY@yahoo.com. Maybe I'll give you a reading. I'm not just a musician. I'm also astrologer. Good night from Dove Knight.